I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Haitian President René Préval is condemning anti-United Nations violence that broke out last week. Haitians took to the streets of Cap-Haïtien and Port-au-Prince, claiming the UN brought cholera to the country. Kids Alive's Robinson Jedu says their schools have been closed and children kept inside. On top of the cholera riots, elections are fast approaching. Jedu says short-term teams may need to rethink their trips.
I think this is not a good day to come in Haiti. Because usually in Haiti, when we have election, we take 1 or 2 weeks to have the result. And many times we have violence some days after the election.
Next, a Gospel for Asia pastor is still recovering after being attacked on his way to church last week. Anti-Christian extremists in the South Asian village beat him up. GFA's Danny Puno says pastors are trained to expect persecution, though.
Not just going to Bible college to get a degree. This is, I'm training myself that God can use me so I can lay down my life that other people may come to know Christ. And so this brother being persecuted, he's expecting that.
Support a faithful GFA pastor like this man for less than a dollar a day. Our website has the details. And Islam is growing fast in Sweden. As a result, the work for missionaries from the Evangelical Alliance Mission or team is challenging but clear-cut. Working hand-in-hand with the Swedish church and mission movement, team missionaries are seeing churches grow. Music, art, and reaching out to kids are a few of the avenues taken with families in the region. Pray the ministry grows and that families will come to know Jesus. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on Mission Network News or would like to support this radio ministry with a year-end gift, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.